السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. تمنا ہے کہ گلزار مدینہ اب وطن ہوتا, تمنا ہے کہ گلزار مدینہ اب وطن ہوتا, وہاں کے گلشنوں میں کوئی اپنا بھی چمن ہوتا, وہاں کے گلشنوں میں کوئی اپنا بھی چمن ہوتا. It is my heart's desire that Medina Sharif be my watan, be my place of residence. And in the gardens of Medina Sharif, I too had a small garden. Tamanna hai ke gulzare Medina ab watan hota, وہاں کے گلشنوں میں کوئی اپنا بھی وہ چمن ہوتا. بسر اب زندگی اپنی دیار قدس میں ہوتی, بسر اب زندگی اپنی دیار قدس میں ہوتی, وہیں جیتا وہیں مرتا وہیں گور و کفن ہوتا. بسر اب زندگی اپنی دیار قدس میں ہوتی, وہیں جیتا وہیں مرتا وہیں گور و کفن ہوتا. The life which is gone, but the remainder of my life, my heart's desire that it should have been spent in Medina Sharif. Wahi jeeta, wahi marta, wahi goro kafan hota. Live there, die there. Kafan, dafan, janaza, burial, everything in Medina Sharif. Make ameen, Allah Ta'ala bless us all. بسر اب زندگی اپنی دیار قدس میں ہوتی, وہیں جیتا وہیں مرتا وہیں گور و کفن ہوتا, وہیں جیتا وہیں مرتا وہیں گور و کفن ہوتا. تمنا ہے کہ گلزار مدینہ اب وطن ہوتا, وہاں کے گلشنوں میں کوئی اپنا بھی چمن ہوتا. میسر بالوں پر ہوتے تو میں اڑ کر پہنچ جاتا, میسر بالوں پر ہوتے تو میں اڑ کر پہنچ جاتا, زہ قسمت کے اپنا آشیاں ان کا چمن ہوتا, زہ قسمت کے اپنا آشیاں ان کا چمن ہوتا. If only Allah Ta'ala had blessed me with wings, I would have flown to Medina Sharif. I wish it had been in my qismat, in my taqdeer, that my nest would have been in one of the gardens of Medina Sharif. मुयस्सर बाल पर होते तुम्हें उड़कर पहुंच जाता, जहे किस्मत के अपना आशियां उनका चमन होता। तमन्ना है कि गुलजारे मदीना अब वतन होता, वहां के गुलशनों में कोई अपना भी चमन होता। नमाजों में उन्हीं के दर पे मैं करता जबी साई, नमाजों में उन्हीं के दर पे मैं करता जबी साई, तिलावत का तरन्नुम और जन्नत का चमन होता, तिलावत का तरन्नुम और जन्नत का चमन होता। हाँ, इफ आई वॉज अ रेजिडेंट ऑफ मदीना शरीफ, माई नमाज इज आई वुड हैव मेड इन द मस्जिद ऑफ नबी अलैहि सलातु वस्सलाम, I would have placed my forehead in the masjid of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. I would have recited my Quran Sharif in the masjid of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, and especially in the Riyaz al Jannah. That piece of ground or that piece of land in the masjid of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, which he has declared as ma bayna bayti wa mimbari rawzatum min Riyaz al Jannah. Between my home and my mimbar is a garden from the gardens of paradise. How fortunate are those people who are able to make all their salat there, recite their Quran Sharif there, present their salat and salam at the Rauza Mubarak, make zikrullah in that masjid. मुकद्दर से रसाई उनके दर तक काश हो जाती, मुकद्दर से रसाई उनके दर तक काश हो जाती, मताए जान सारे रोज़े शाहे ज़मन होता, मताए जान सारे रोज़े शाहे ज़मन होता। सभी कुछ है मगर जब वो नहीं कुछ भी नहीं हासिल, सभी कुछ है मगर जब वो नहीं कुछ भी नहीं हासिल, जहां वो है वहीं ऐ काश में जलवा फिगन होता। इफ आई हैव गॉट एवरीथिंग इन द वर्ल्ड बट आई डोंट हैव द लव ऑफ माय रसूल सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम, if I don't have the ittiba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if I don't have the obedience, the following of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if I don't have the ishq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam in my heart, then I can have the gold, the silver, the platinum, the uranium, the diamonds, and the oil wells of the world, and the palaces of the world, but kuch bhi nahi hasil, nothing have I got. खुदा शाहिद है के हम सारे जहां पर हुक्मरा होते, खुदा शाहिद है के हम सारे जहां पर हुक्मरा होते, रसूल पाक की सुन्नत अगर अपना चलन होता, رسول پاک کی سنت اگر اپنا چلن ہوتا. Allah Ta'ala would have made us dominant over the entire world. In the time of the Sahabas, the companions of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, how empires fell at their feet. Allah Ta'ala would have placed the empires at our feet, all the governments at our feet. Allah Ta'ala would have made us dominant. Condition was that we must make it tiba of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. If we had only followed the teachings of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, if we had implemented the teachings of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in our lives, not just few people here and there, the ummah at large, if they implemented the teachings of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then they did not have to scream and shout that we are being oppressed and suppressed and all kinds of legislation is being passed against us. They would have been the ones passing legislation. And even now Allah Ta'ala has given us so many governments, more than 50 Muslim countries. But there is no implementation of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's teachings. So Khuda shahid hai, Allah Ta'ala is witness to it, ki hum sare jahan par hukmaran hote. Only if we had Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's lifestyle, if we followed his teachings, if we implemented Sharia in our lives, then Allah Ta'ala would have given us dominance. It's a promise of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala.
Tamanna hai ke gulzare Madina ab watan hota, wahan ke gulshanon mein koi apna bhi chaman hota. یہی ہے آرزو ثاقب یہی اپنی تمنا ہے. یہی ہے آرزو ثاقب یہی اپنی تمنا ہے.
And here I am replacing ثاقب for Yunus, but he is the poet.
یہی ہے آرزو یونس یہی اپنی تمنا ہے. کہ پیوندے بقیے پاک اپنا بھی بدن ہوتا. کہ پیوندے بقیے پاک اپنا بھی بدن ہوتا.
This is the only desire of the heart that is left now, that my body should also become a patch of Jannatul Baqi, the graveyard of Madina Sharif. That is the only desire of the heart that is left. All other desires have vanished. All other desires have left the heart. We are living in this world, so we have to live. We have to eat. We have to drink. We have to marry. We have to upbring our children. We have to do so many things. But there is some desire that is above all desires, which is in the heart of every person. So that is the only desire that is left now. That, Ya Allah, whenever the time comes, take us to Madina Sharif. Take this sinful one to Madina Sharif. Take this insignificant one to Madina Sharif. And let my body become a patch of the earth of Jannatul Baqi. Har tamanna dil se rukhsat ho gayi, ab to aaja, ab to khalwat ho gayi. One is the tamanna that only Allah must remain in our heart. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's tawheed is not mukammal without the ishq of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So we have to have Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, meaning Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in our hearts. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala bless us all with this, with the fulfillment of this desire to get the shafaat of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد Allah تبارك وتعالى's فضل إحسان upon us that He gave us the tawfiq of getting together here to take His Mubarak name. It's a majlis of zikr, it's not a majlis of waz. But every majlis of zikr is in fact a majlis of waz. When you're taking the name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, it's a waz on its own. When you are saying Allah, it's a waz, it's a bayan. Just the name Allah, it's a bayan in itself. Because when you are saying Allah, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala with all His sifat, with all His attributes must come into our heart. When we think of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, when we say Allah, then that does not mean we are just saying Allah, Allah. What it means is that we are saying La Malika illallah, La Khaliqa illallah, La Raziqa illallah, La Sami'a illallah, La Basira illallah. There is no one that is seeing everything as Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is seeing. There is no one that is listening to everything, the sound of everything in this world as Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is listening. No one is Sami like Allah ta'ala. No one is Raziq besides Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Our sustenance and everything is from Allah ta'ala. He is the provider of the sustenance. And through what sources He provides those sustenance? Through what sources? We cannot even fathom, we cannot even understand. I've given you that example of that rat, how it ate the chocolates of South Africa. All of you all have heard that. But another incident that I mentioned recently in Madina Sharif to my friends was that there is what we call Shahi Halwa. It is sold here in South Africa, but it comes from Pakistan. That Shahi Halwa is sold here, but it comes from Pakistan. So on one of the journeys to Pakistan, we somehow took along some of that Shahi Halwa from here, thinking we'll eat it on the way. But there in Karachi, a guest, Dr. Mana Sabir Saab, Damat Barakatuhum, he came to visit me. So he presented that Shahi Halwa also to him. And then I explained to him that how did the Shahi Halwa arrive here. I said it was manufactured in Karachi, manufactured in Pakistan. It went all the way to South Africa. From South Africa we carried it back to Karachi. And then in Karachi now we gave you to eat something that was produced and marketed from Karachi. But look at the journey it undertook, came to South Africa, but it was not written in the taqdeer of any person to eat that in South Africa. So from here it went back again to Karachi. And it was written in the taqdeer of him to come and eat that, so he ate it. Allah Ta'ala is Raziq. He is the provider. He had made it muqaddar for him. So it reached him. So then the question arises, then what was the need for all this transporting from there till here and then from here till there? And then he eats it there. Couldn't Allah Ta'ala have just given it to him there wherever he stays? Why must it come all the way to South Africa, go back again there? I said, if we ponder how many people's risk and sustenance was in that. Those who manufactured it, they sold it to somebody. That person, he transported it in a van, in a truck, to the docks to be shipped to South Africa. Now that person made money, the one who transported it. First the one who manufactured it. Then from there the ship carried it to South Africa, they made money. Then it was given, the person who imported it, he made some money. After we purchased it, we carried it back. So the aeroplane ticket that we purchased to carry it back, they made some money out of it. Imagine how many people's risk was involved before it reached that person. So la raziqa illallah. Allah Ta'ala is raziq. So when we are making zikr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, it is a waz in itself. It is a complete bayan. If only we understand the meaning of Allah. Who is Allah? So this majlis of zikr, as I mentioned many, many times, it is not just to take the name of Allah Ta'ala. It is to create that urge to follow and implement all the teachings of Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in our lives, in our businesses, in our homes, in our marriages, in our walimas, in our transactions, in our travel. In everything that we do, we fulfill Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's hukam. So therefore we take the name of Allah Ta'ala so much that it settles in the heart, that we see nothing but Allah before us. Meaning that whatever we do, we first ask Allah, are you happy with this action of mine? We don't do it for the sake of Jannat
or for the fear of Jahannam. We ask Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala for Jannat. We ask Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala for protection from the fire of Jahannam. If Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in his du'as, he asked for Jannat and asked for protection from the fire of Jahannam, then who are we to say that we are so great and so pious and so righteous that we don't need protection from the fazab of Jahannam and we don't have to ask Allah Ta'ala for Jannat. Allahumma inni as'aluka ridhaka wal Jannah. Na'udhu bika min sakhatika wal nar. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is asking Allah Ta'ala for Jannat and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's raza and is asking for protection from the fire of Jahannam. So we ask Allah Ta'ala for that. But all our ibadat must not be so that we get Jannat, so that we get protection from the fire of Jahannam. Then where is that raza and love of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? If a person is giving something to his beloved, he is doing something for his beloved, and in return he wants anything besides the love of the beloved, then there is a deficiency in his love. Even in sensual love, if you have to look at it, all those who have their illicit beloveds, now if the person does something for that beloved, but his niyat, his intention, his maqsad is something else, that he must get some benefit out of that person, then there's a deficiency in that love. The true lover is the one who says, I'm doing it for the raza of my beloved. May Allah must become pleased, that is all. And if Allah Ta'ala becomes pleased, you think he's going to deprive that person? If Allah Ta'ala, who is the Malikul Mulk, if he is going to become pleased, you think he's going to deprive that person of the miserable coins of this world and the benefits of this world? So that is the purpose of Zikrullah. We have to somehow along the line now light up these hearts with the love of Allah Ta'ala. We don't seem to have that commitment that we want to please our Allah. We make some zikr, we make some tilawat, we do some dini khidmat, we do some ibadat. But it is very loose connection that we have with our Allah Ta'ala. Very loose connection. A little bit of temptation and the person is gone. In the masjid he will make zikr and he's gone outside. And if he's tempted, that if you have to sell this, it is backdoor stuff. But if you have to sell it, you're going to make a lot of money. Or if you go to a certain place and that woman, you can have her. Or you go to certain place, then you can watch the filthy movies, or you can go to the rave club and enjoy yourself. Or anywhere else where the person sees that my friends are not watching, my family is not watching, my neighbors are not watching. So then he forgets that Allah is watching. So that shows the connection is very, very loose. He must see Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala everywhere. Temptations will come and go, but he does not fall for those temptations. He changes the environment. He doesn't allow the environment to change him. He doesn't allow the environment to change him. At the airport, I mentioned to my friends who had come there that the music is playing at the airport. All kinds of women, scantily dressed, are moving up and down. And there are so many other things that are happening at the airport. But the greatest wali of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, if he wants to go for Hajj, he wants to go for Umrah, he wants to travel out somewhere, out of the country, then he will have to make use of that airport. Now if he says that I'm not going to make use of the airport until they stop the music there, until they stop all this haram that is taking place there, I'm not going to make use of the airport. Will he ever be able to go for Hajj? Will he ever be able to go for Tabligh? Will he ever be able to go for any other dini activity or even his business or anything else that he wants to go across to some other country? He won't. So now what must he do? He has to make use of that. So he must change that environment where he is. He must have so much of love of Allah and his Rasul in their heart, that if he's got friends there, then start talking to them something that's permissible, mubah, whether it is dini talk or anything else, but occupy his mind. And if he hasn't got anybody, then Allah, Allah, Allah. Now if he's sitting there too, he won't even realize that the music is playing there. He won't even know what is happening there. Zamana hum ko badal sake, ye zamane mein dam nahi. Zamana khud hum se hai, hum zamane se nahi. What is this complaint every time that the environment is affecting us, environment is affecting us? Then when are we going to change the environment? May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq, give us the himmat, give us the courage, give us the strength to fight nafs and shaitan like lions. We must be like the lion, one roar of the lion and all the animals run, they disappear. If you are close to the cage and you know that lion is in the cage, But still, if it stands up and roars, you get a jerk, you get a shiver down your spine. And then you say the person, if he's got constipation, he doesn't need laxative after that. After that roar, he doesn't need laxative. So that roar of the lion, if it shakes the person up, Allah Ta'ala is the creator of the lion. One shake up of the earth, what happens? وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ
Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai aashiqo ka meena aur jaam hai Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai aashiqo ka meena aur jaam hai Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai aashiqo ka meena aur jaam hai Allah Jalla Jalaluhu La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam La ilaha illallah 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah Dil mera ho jaye ek maidan-e-ho Tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu Aur mere tan mein bajaye aab-o-gil Dard-e-dil ho, dard-e-dil ho, dard-e-dil غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھوں جیدھر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھوں جیدھر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھوں جیدھر Allah, 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 Allah. Allah, 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 kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. اے خدا ای بندرا رسوا مکن گربدم من سر من پیدا مکن. اللہ 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 Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله. دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ. دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ. سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے, غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے, پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے, ان کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ الا 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 اللہ. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله. ہوا وہ ہرس والا دل بدل دے, میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے, بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے, خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے, خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے. ہوا وہ ہرس والا دل بدل دے, میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے, بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے, خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے, خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے. گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں,
گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں, بدل دے میرا رستہ دل بدل دے, بدل دے میرا رستہ دل بدل دے, ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے, میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے, بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے, خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے, خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے, سنو میں نام تیرا دھڑکنوں میں, سنو میں نام تیرا دھڑکنوں میں, مزہ آ جائے مولا دل بدل دے, 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 ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے, میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے, بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے, خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے.
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم ربنا يا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. يا أرحم الراحمين, يا أكرم الأكرمين, يا غياث المستغيثين, يا راحم المساكين, يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث, يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. اے میرے پیارے اللہ, او میرے رحیم اللہ, او میرے کریم اللہ, او میرے موسٹ فورگیونگ اللہ, موسٹ کمپیشنیٹ اللہ, موسٹ لونگ اللہ, موسٹ کیئرنگ اللہ, او میرے موسٹ ٹالرنٹ اللہ, او میرے موسٹ بیوٹیفل اللہ, فورگیو ایچ اینڈ ایوری ون آف اس. او میرے بیلوڈ اللہ, we are extending our begging bowls before you. Ya Allah, this part of the night, nothing else has gathered here except that we are seeking forgiveness of our sins. Ya Allah, we have taken your Mubarak name, recited Naat Sharif upon Rasool-e Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my beloved Allah, we are extending our begging bowls before you. You dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners when they turn towards you with repentance. My beloved Allah, we are ashamed of the sins that we have committed in our lives. Ya Allah, day and night we have disobeyed you. We have used your very bounties for your disobedience. My beloved Allah, if there had been another Allah besides you, he would have destroyed us by now. He would have ordered the earth to open up and swallow each and every one of us. Ya Allah, he would have sent the gale force winds against us. He would have sent the flood waters and destroyed us. Using your bounties for your disobedience, day and night you are still giving us food to eat, clothing to wear, modes of transport to travel about. Ya Allah, you are providing us with so many luxuries, so much of ni'mats and so much of bounties. We still have our sight, we still have our hearing, we still have our speech, our heart, liver and lungs all functioning. Yet we have used our sight for your disobedience, our hearing for your disobedience, our tongues for your disobedience, our hands and feet for your disobedience. Ya Allah, you are well aware of what we have seen, whatever we have heard, what we have spoken, where our feet have walked, what our hands have touched. Ah, my beloved Allah, how loving you are, how caring you are, how compassionate you are, how forgiving you are, how generous and kind you are, how tolerant you are. Oh my beloved Allah, that in spite of all our sins, you are giving us so much of ni'mats. Ya Allah, therefore we have taken the courage to beg of you. Ya Allah, we are extending our begging bowls before you. We have seen so much of your rahmat and mercy in spite of our sins. Ya Allah, therefore we are extending this begging bowls before you and begging, forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Forgive our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, our family members, and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, have mercy on the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Forgive the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my Allah, open the doors of maghfirat for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Overlook the shortcomings and weaknesses of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was born in the month of Rabiul Awwal. Ya Allah, the anwarat and the rahmat and the barakat that he brought. Oh my beloved Allah, we have shown no appreciation for all what he has done for us. Ya Allah, Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the ihsan and favors upon us are so great, so great. But oh my beloved Allah, we disobey him also day and night. Ya Allah, we have taken the janazas of the sunnahs out of our lives. My beloved Allah, when that Nabi of yours is informed, especially on a Thursday, that ummah for whom you suffered so much, that ummah for whom you cried so much, that ummah for whom you were stoned, your shoes were filled with your Mubarak blood, that ummah for whom your teeth were shattered in the battle of Uhud, you fall down unconscious, 70 of your companions become shaheed. That ummah for whom you stood whole night in prayers, your feet swells. That ummah for whom you were ostracized and boycotted for 3 solid years. When the time came that you had to even chew the leather to survive. That ummah in discos, in cinemas, in theaters, in dance halls. That ummah in music, that ummah in fraud, that ummah in drugs, that ummah in wine, that ummah in women. Ah, my Allah, that ummah playing musical instruments a few meters away from your Rosa Mubarak. All kinds of musical sounds can be heard near the Rosa Mubarak. That ummah playing music in the Haram Sharif on the cell phones. Ha, my Allah, the ummah reading filthy magazines and watching filthy movies in the hotel rooms in Makkah Sharif and Madinah Sharif. When he is informed that this is the condition of that ummah, how much of pain and injury it must be causing to my beloved Rasul sallallahu. My beloved Allah, but you are forgiving, you are merciful. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was rahmatul lil alameen. He was desirous of seeing every ummati of his go to Jannat. Ya Allah, he forgave even his enemies. Those who were thirsty for his blood, he forgave them. Ya Allah, therefore we too are seeking forgiveness from you of our sins. Ya Allah, clean and purify our hearts. Make us obedient to you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Forgive us and make Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam happy. Ya Allah, we are pledging not to return to those sins anymore. Whatever sins we have committed in our past life, Ya Allah, we are pledging not to return to those sins. Give us the himmat and courage of lions against our nafs. Give us the himmat to throw out of our lives and our homes and our businesses everything that is un-Islamic, everything that is against the Sharia, everything that is displeasing to you and your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, in this Mubarak month, bless us with the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, bless us with the taqwa, bless us with piety, bless us with a life of zuhud and qanaat, a life of shukr, a life of obedience to you. Ya Allah, make us light up our hearts, O my beloved Allah, with the noor of the Quran Sharif. Light up our hearts with the noor of ibadat. Light up our hearts with the noor of zikr. Light up our hearts with the noor of service to mankind. Oh my beloved Allah, remove the darknesses of sin that has engulfed our hearts. Ya Allah, remove the darkness from our hearts. Ya Allah, remove pride, arrogance, jealousy, envy, malice, greed. Ah, my Allah, our hearts are filled with evil passions and desires. What have we made of our hearts? The hearts which were for your love and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we have given it to the cinemas, to the theatres, to the discos, to the rave clubs, and to our illicit beloveds. Ha, my Allah, we have made garbage bags out of our hearts. Lekin mere Allah, tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. There is no one for us besides you. My beloved Allah, we have believed in you as our Khaliq, as our Malik, as our Razzaq. We have believed in you as a forgiving Allah, as a merciful Allah, as a compassionate Allah. Oh my beloved Allah, we have believed in your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as Rahmatul lil Alameen. Ya Allah, have mercy on us. Oh my beloved Allah, have mercy upon us. Ya Allah, change the condition of our hearts. How long are we going to walk on the surface of this earth like munafiqs and hypocrites? My beloved Allah, we profess love for you and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with our tongues, but that muhabbat hasn't entered our hearts. My beloved Allah, change the condition of our hearts. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal, badal de dil ki duniya dil badal, khudaya fazl farwa dil badal. Ya Allah, you have given man the science of transplanting hearts. Ya Allah, transplant a spiritually sound heart into our bodies. Ya Allah, a heart which is beating with Allah, Allah, Allah. With every beat of my heart, oh my Allah, I listen to Allah, Allah, Allah. Ay, mere Mawla, ab to hamara ban ja. How long are we going to remain distanced from you? Ya Allah, become ours and make us yours. Bless us with good health, spiritual health and physical health. We are sick and ailing, give us cure from all our sicknesses, diseases and ailments. Spiritual ailments and physical ailments. Ya Allah, shifa is in your hands. Oh my Allah, we know that sometimes physical ailments can be a rahmat and a mercy. But we are extremely weak servants of yours. We cannot tolerate and bear the rahmat of sickness. Ya Allah, change it to the rahmat of good health. Oh my beloved Allah, bless us all with good health. Our children, our parents, our wives, the family members and the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with plentiful of halal risk and remove the financial difficulties. Ya Allah, those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are poverty stricken, give them wealth. Ya Allah, those who are suffering difficulties, hardships and problems, remove their difficulties. Those who are in depression, give them joy and happiness. Those who have no children, bless them with pious and righteous children. Those whom you have blessed with children, make them obedient to you, to your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to their parents. Those whose children have gone on to drugs and drinks and vices and evils, bring them back to Sirat-e-Mustaqim. Unite the hearts of parents and children. Unite the hearts of brothers and sisters. Unite the hearts of family members. Unite the hearts of the entire ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Oh my beloved Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam must be so much pained by the division, the disunity and the friction in the ummah. Ya Allah, unite the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Oh my beloved Allah, remove the hardships, the difficulties and the problems of the ummah. Ya Allah, bless each and every one with hidayat. Whosoever is living in this world, bless them with hidayat. Even the disbelievers, oh Allah, bless even the enemies of Islam with hidayat. Open up their hearts and minds to the beautiful teachings of Islam. But if they have become arrogant, if they have become stubborn, if they have made up their minds that they will continue with the persecution and the torture and the tyranny, and they will continue bulldozing the homes of the Muslim Ummah, and they will continue throwing the missiles, and they will continue bombing and destroying, then, my beloved Allah, shake them like you shook the Aad and Samud. Send the gale force winds against them. Send flood waters against them. Cause the earth to tremor and shake and destroy them. Ya Allah, you are the same powerful Almighty Allah that was at the time of Badr, at the time of Uhud, at the time of Khandaq, at the time of Fatah Makkah. Aaj bhi tu wahi khuda hai. Aaj bhi tu wahi khuda hai. Hum kamzor ho gaye, mere Allah, tu to kamzor nahi hua. You haven't gone weak, my Allah. We have gone weak. We have gone weak. Our sins have made us weak. Our disobedience has made us weak. Ya Allah, your rahmat has moved away. Ha, my Allah. But you are the same Allah. You are the same forgiving Allah. Ya Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Change the condition of the world. My beloved Allah, all we can do is beg. Ya Allah, we are begging. Remove, oh my beloved Allah, all the calamities, the disasters and the difficulties and the that mankind is facing around the globe. Ya Allah, all the works of deen which are taking place, accept them. Tabligh o da'wat ki mehnat qubool farma. Unke gash istimaat ko qubool farma. Masajid madaris ki mehnat ko qubool farma. Khanqao ki mehnat qubool farma. Ya Allah, all the works of deen that are taking place, accept them. Bless every work of deen with ikhlas. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to remain within the confines of Sharia and serve your deen. Ya Allah, O my beloved Allah, ek din marna hai, akhir maut hai. Ya Allah, bless us with barakat in our businesses, barakat in our homes, barakat in our lives, barakat in our time, barakat in every bounty of yours. Ya Allah, we have to die one day. A day is going to come in our lives when our eyes will see no more. The only thing they will see will be the angels of death. Our tongues will wag no more. Our hands will catch no more. Ya Allah, our feet will walk no more to the rave clubs and discos and cinemas and haram places. If we have tight-fitting clothes, it's going to be sliced with the scissors and removed. Ya Allah, we will be given ghusl. Move backwards and forwards, right and left. Water will be poured above our bodies. Ya Allah, before that time comes, give us the tawfiq to pour the water of tawbah above our hearts. Before we are given kafan, give us the tawfiq to put the garment of taqwa above our hearts. Ya Allah, when the time of our death comes, take us to Madina Tayyibah. Wahi jina, wahi marna, wahi goro kafan. Wahi jita, wahi marta, wahi goro kafan hota. Ya Allah, let our bodies become a patch of the earth of Jannatul Baqi. Ya Allah, the Rosa Mubarak of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, with the salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulallah. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا خير خلق الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رحمة للعالمين. Let our souls depart. Ya Allah, ہماری روح جھومتی ہوئی تیرے پاس آ جائے. مسجد نبوی میں ہمارا جنازہ ہو. But if it's not muqaddar there, wherever it may be, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. Ya Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made du'as for us. Especially in Hajjatul Wida, with his 124,000 shining stars, with his glorious shining companions. Ya Allah, how much he prayed for us, how much he begged for us. Ya Allah, on that occasion, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam ne Hajre Aswad ko chum karke jo manga tha. Mataaf pe chal kar jo manga tha. The du'as that he made under the Mizab Rahmat. The du'as that he made in the Hatim. The du'as that he made at the Multazam. The du'as that he made behind Maqam Ibrahim. The du'as that he made after drinking Zamzam. The du'as that he made on Safa and Marwa. The du'as that he made in Mina, Arafat and Muzdalifah. Ya Allah, bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless our parents with that goodness, wives and children with that goodness, the entire ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us. Our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, our family members, and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Ya Allah, all those who are here and all those who are listening, Ya Allah, whatever good desires are in their hearts, you are well aware of all those desires. We haven't been able to ask all that is in the hearts of everyone. Ya Allah, fulfill all those good desires. Whatever good desires they have, fulfill them. Unki nek murado ko pura kar de. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم.
سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.